Today we get to continue on in Hebrews chapter 11 and consider verses 13 through 16. It says, all these are those, these individuals would be those mentioned in this chapter in the Hall of Faith. It says, all these died in faith. So we understand that there was this perseverance to their faith that continued till death, proving it to be true. That once, if they had true saving faith, they would continue in that true saving faith. Even though they did not receive the promises, it says all these died in faith without receiving the promises. So this death goes even further. It explains that this death came before they saw the messianic promises of God fulfilled. We, on the other hand, have seen them. How much more ought we to have lives that are marked by life-transforming faith? But having seen them, it says, so the life of faith listens and sees. They by faith saw God's promises, not yet fulfilled in the Messiah, but having welcomed them from a distance, it says. So the life of faith takes action. They took action. They didn't only see them or hear them, but they welcomed them. They took these promises which had not yet come to be fulfilled by God and the Messiah, and they held on to them. Enoch, by walking with God, and therefore no longer walking on this earth. Abel, by sacrificing pleasing sacrifices, killing his best, though he would one day be killed. Noah, by building an ark in obedience, though the waves of criticism crashed upon him year after year. Abraham, by sojourning to a foreign land, raising up a family by God's grace for all nations to be brought into God's family. Sarah, by believing despite doubts and improbability. Her faith gave fruit, though she herself was barren. And having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on earth, you see the life of faith brings confession of truth and that which is believed. For those who say such things, verse 14, make it clear that they were seeking a country of their own. This world is not our own, nor is it what we want, nor can we change it. But rather, we are called to preach the gospel and see God transform people's hearts. And verse 15 says, and indeed, if they have been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. So life of faith doesn't look back. Rather, these followers of God looked forward to the future and God's promises. Verse 16, but as it is, they desire a better country. They desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. A life of faith looks forward to eternity. And he closes with this, the author, therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. So a life of faith brings the acceptance of God in Christ. God is not ashamed of you. When you struggle with doubt and stumble along, you are still his child. Therefore, continue on in faith, for he is faithful. For he has prepared a city for them. There's a place prepared. There's a commitment. As a couple expecting their baby prepares a nursery out of love for their coming little one, so God and Jesus, they have prepared dwelling places for his children. Children who are in his family, not by works, not by status, not by bloodlines, not by deeds or man-made religion, but by faith. Those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ for salvation have an eternity waiting for them, prepared by God Almighty.